us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy.
Thank you for supporting Community Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
Welcome to 50 Years After, music that changed the world, where each week we feature one album in its entirety from the early 1970s. I'm your host, Stuart Nance, and my co-host is Andrew Dansby. Join us for the next hour as we feature music from 50 Years After.
I know I missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for half a hundred years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived 100 years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in half a hundred years. Five times ten or 10 times, five times two makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip my hat and raise a toast to half a hundred years. Seem long, don't get me wrong, most y'all would agree. The fashions change, they change the game, and then the locks don't fit the key. There's nothing to be feared, my friend, no need to shed a tear. It's just, I never thought I'd last a half a hundred years. I watched the same sun burn the sand, melt the mountain snow. I sailed the seas and felt the breeze that only sailors know. I played for kings, seen many things that often bring a tear. You'll see a lot if you hang around for half a hundred years. Five times ten or 10 times, five times two makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I tip my hat and raise a toast to half a hundred years. Yeah. Half a hundred years. Might catch up to Willie one of these days. My. Hope you like it, Jamie.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, episode 82 is Asleep at the Wheel by Asleep at the Wheel. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my special guest host tonight is Ronnie Renfro. How you doing, Ronnie?
Stu, I'm so glad to be here. I mean, this is radio greatness right here. I get to hang out with Stuart Nance on this great radio show that we do every Saturday night, and I hope you make your plans every Saturday night to hang out with Stu, because when we talk about it on the R&R show, it is prime time, and Stu is prime time, and I can't think of anything better than Saturday night with Asleep at the Wheel.
Ronnie, thank you so much for being here. This is our first time doing 50 Years After together.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
My longtime co-host, Andrew Dansby, has moved on to other endeavors. Sadly, we miss him, but we're going to do our best to keep the faith and keep moving forward. Your co-host on R&R, Tom Richards, has been on with me a couple of times, but this is the first time for Ronnie Renfro, so thanks for coming in tonight.
Well, I appreciate it.
When I reached out to you and said, let's do 50 Years After, you specifically identified this album as one that you wanted to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the sophomore album from Asleep at the Wheel, and they were swinging so hard. Above all, they were kids. And it's so funny. You hear Floyd Domino. You hear people that are on the album that are
Johnny Gimble,
the king of the fiddle, you know, and of course, later, you know, talk about generations, Emily Gimble, who is award winning, you know, much later, she wasn't even around then. But it is truly a legacy. The Sleep at the Wheel alumni, unbelievable. I can't wait to hear what we're getting ready to do tonight, because this is Western swing. I mean, it puts together everything, big band jazz, country western, and of course, just plain old swing, and of course, listening to Floyd play boogie woogie piano, and hey man, doesn't get any better than this, so hey everybody, grab yourselves a cold beer, that's how we say it in Texas, one of them Lone Stars or something like that, and hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so we're going to listen to the entire album. We'll play side one, and then Ronnie and I will come back and talk a little bit about what we heard and what to listen for on the next side. This is an interesting combination. A lot of songs that were recorded and made famous, frankly, by others. A couple of originals in here. It's 50 years old this month, Ronnie, and yet Bob Wills, you know, it was 40 or 50 years after he recorded some of these songs.
That's exactly right. And now here it is 50 years later, and the Wheel is still playing a lot of these very songs we're going to hear on the gig.
As a matter of fact, glad you brought that up. Next Saturday night, the 21st of September, Asleep at the Wheel with Ray Benson right up front, will be in Huntsville at the Old Town Theater. The only challenge that presents, Ronnie, is it's the same time that 50 Years After comes on. So if you're going to go see The Wheel in Huntsville, listen to us on the archives after you get done. Look, we're going to go ahead and track side one. There are five tracks. The first one, Choo 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 Boogie.
Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five.
Well, I will say this. You mentioned Ray Benson. Ray's been there from the start. I think when this was recorded, he was probably 23 years old, 50 years ago.
If that.
Hopefully, later this evening, we'll have a chance to catch up with Ray and get some comments from him about this album. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's listen to side one of Asleep at the Wheel by Asleep at the Wheel. This is episode 82, 50 Years After.
With a pack on my back, tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke in the stack, pile around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, cha-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. My destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take a morning paper from the top of the stack, I read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, cha-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Thank you.
down by the railroad track and live the life of Riley in a beaten down shack. But when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and hear the train a rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety clack, so take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie, woo woo, woo woo, chiboogie, choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Take me right back to the track.
Call you, I know it's 1 a.m. The late, late show is sad, but I'm glad that it's about to end. Yeah, I've been drinking and I'm tired, but I'm too blue to go to bed. Oh, I wish that me and our TV were you and me instead. The all-night movie starting, whoa, and there's the leading man. He just kissed his leading lady. Oh, he sure is one lucky man. Now he's apologizing for all the stupid things he said. And I wish that she and lucky he were you and me instead. But you and me, we're both alone, and it's a crying shame that we're too proud to cry out loud, but we're not too proud to blame. What good is pride when you wake up by the cold side of the bed? Let's make up and let's wake up with you and me instead. Yes, I'm apologizing for all the stupid things I said, and I'd like to trade this hurt charade for you and me instead.
Thank you. what have I done that has made you so distant and cold? Sometimes I wonder if you
I ask me why I'm going to Texas. 'Cause the reasons I just don't know. But I've got a little gal down in Houston, and I've got lots of friends in San Antone. Texas, why in all the world am I here? 'Cause I do love to hear those Texas fiddles and dance and sing and drink my Lone Star beer. From Austin up to Dallas, Amarillo to El Paso, you can hear Bob Wills, Mel Mac and me on your radio. Don't ask me why I'm going to Texas. It's just the kind of place where I should be. Yet there's a lot of room beneath that southern moon. Texas, you're a good old state by me. You can hear Bob Wills, Bill Mack and me on your radio. Don't ask me why I'm going to Texas. It's just the kind of place where I should be. Say there's a lot of room beneath that Texas moon. Texas, you're a good old state by me. Texas, you're a good old state by me.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World. Episode 82 is Asleep at the Wheel by Asleep at the Wheel. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my co-host is Ronnie Renfro. Hey, Ronnie.
Glad to be here, Stu. This is so much fun, and I'm just sitting here tapping my foot, swinging along, because, you know, Western swing ain't dead.
No, no way.
It's just Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, okay, very good.
That was a bumper sticker that the Wheel had out for a long time.
It's
for
not
real.
Dead.
It's just asleep at the wheel.
Okay, yep. Very
and
good.
And that is so so true, and it is so timeless. And 50 years ago, that was recorded. Ray's still there. Floyd's still around. Chris O'Connell. All, you know, a lot of the Johnny Gimble, unfortunately. You know, it's just timeless. It's so wonderful just to hang out and listen to it and to sit here with you.
No, that's all good, Ronnie. Absolutely. You know, I forgot to mention, you said 50 years ago, this album is 50 years old, and our opener tonight was Half a Hundred Years.
Right, right. And of course, that's the title of a very recent, just in the last couple of years, Asleep at the Wheel album, where all the alumni that are still around basically came back, and they're everywhere on the album. I highly recommend it, and it is so fun. And but again, you're going to laugh. Brought with me tonight, just for the sake of, you know, props. I probably got 75 albums in a red bag with me. I've got a box set, and it's just incredible. And I just started looking when you told me we were going to do this. I said, well, let me just see how many I've got. And it was a shelf full. Like, I overdo everything. But this is so much fun. And one of my very favorite tunes was on side one.
That's right. So which one is your favorite?
Jumping at the Woodside, Basie. And it is just, and of course, it's from The Gong Show. That was the theme of Gene, the Dancing Machine.
That's right.
Yeah. And it was, but, you know, the Wheels version is incredible because Ray loves horns and he loves, you know, big band jazz. That's how he was raised, obviously. And I tell you, man, it's just, and it's pristine every time he does it. He doesn't travel with a horn section all the time because of the expense. But when they get in the studio with horns and on the gigs, they do have a horn section, it is killer. And Woodside is a great example that we just heard.
Yeah, Ronnie, I think my favorite's probably Don't Ask Me Why I'm Going to Texas, which is one of the originals that we heard on side one, written by Ray Benson, Leroy Preston, and Kevin Farrell. You know, there's some great hints of other songs like The Eyes of Texas that you hear in there.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny about Don't Ask Me Why. Again, one of those songs that today you walk up to the stand and say, hey, man, don't ask me why I'm going to Texas, and you'll get this. 1, 2, 3, 4, because they play it all the time.
Yeah.
And so many of their originals are killer, you know, and they play them all the time. And of course, Bob Wills, they play. Johnny Cash, they play. It's legacy, but it's also Asleep at the Wheel legacy now.
Yeah.
It is so great. I can't wait for side two.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
Right now.
Yep. Coming up, side two of Asleep at the Wheel by Asleep at the Wheel here on 50 Years After.
Somebody, I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. everything's gonna go my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. You can cry, you can you're gonna wonder why I don't look at you when I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. Everything's gonna go my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. You can cry, you can you're gonna wonder why I don't look at you when I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. Then I won't.
Just for you.
And I
gone out of my mind. Have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread.
Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
As Richard. Johnny Gimmel now. Swinging Andy Stein. Now when Miss Molly smiles, the world is in a spell. And when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell.
Oh, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Fiddles now. Everybody. I'll trade my horse and saddle, a cab driving I'll resign. If only you, Miss Molly, will say that you'll be mine.
Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Lucky old. Stay down, Lucky. Billy Bob. Now listen, dear Miss Molly, I've told you this before. But even though I've told you, I'll tell you just once more.
Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now just because you're pretty, you think you're mighty wise. You tell me you love me, then roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy who beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
used to spend my money to dress you up real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when you walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two tomatoes in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should go join the circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm afraid to smell your breath. You better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
But I'm not even 6 feet underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around. Fleas on my bed are biting, but I don't feel a thing. My body is as cold as the place where she should be. She tore out my heart, stole away my very soul, and left me on the wrong side of the grave where I should go. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
I'm not even 6 feet underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around. Myself in my mind, I walk among the living when the soul in me has died. The folks in town would love to have me put away, 'cause they act a little nervous when I walk by and say, hello.
everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
But I'm not even 6 feet underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
Dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around. I can still talk and walk around.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World. Episode 82 is Asleep at the Wheel by Asleep at the Wheel. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my co-host tonight is Ronnie Renfro.
And let me tell you something, my heart is swinging. Everything is swinging right now. What a great album. I mean, cut for cut for cut. It shows you, you know, quality never goes out of style.
Yeah, absolutely. Not even after 5 decades.
Exactly. And they're still swinging. We'll be swinging a week from tonight in Huntsville.
In happening in Huntsville.
Yeah, happening in Huntsville. Yes, my legal ID every day on the R&R show. Man, that was so much fun. Stu, it was worthwhile just coming to hang out. We could have just had a listening party and not even done the rest of this, but this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate you sitting in with me, Ronnie. I've got a surprise. We're going to hear from Ray Benson. I had the opportunity to interview Ray earlier this year. That interview, by the way, was facilitated by my buddy Bill Kirchen, the Titan of the Telecaster, former lead guitarist of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. Bill told me some funny stories about his relationship with Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel, the way they describe it, and I talked to both of them, but the way Bill described it was they were like the big brothers to the Asleep at the Wheel guys, the Cody band.
Wow.
So more than 50 years ago. But what he also told me was that his wedding anniversary, 50th wedding anniversary, is this month. He and Louise have been married 50 years, and that Asleep at the Wheel played at their wedding.
You're kidding.
No, 50 years ago, this month.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, wow. It's really cool, the connection that those guys still have. They both live in the Austin area now. And, of course, they're both still performing after all these decades. The other sort of shout-out legacy is Ray still does Hot Rod Lincoln at a lot of Asleep of the Wheel shows.
Oh, yeah. He's recorded it several times.
Yeah.
I mean, Hot Rod Lincoln, an absolute classic, the signature, obviously, of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. But just watching Bill play, you know, it's just blinds you. It's so good. You know?
Yeah. And I will say that it's a great tribute to a band that's still performing. Bill's still performing.
Yeah. Cody's gone.
But yes.
Yeah, but again, if you ever see any kind of a version, if you ever, you know, get a chance to see them do it. And of course, don't ever miss Asleep at the Wheel when they get within 100 miles of you. I have probably seen 14 or 15 gigs myself.
Wow.
Easy. That's, yeah.
We going to call you a fanboy?
Oh, God. I'm a fanboy. I mean, Green Hall. I've been to the Fort Worth Stockyards. I mean, I've been talking about some legacy places.
That's awesome.
Cimarron Ballroom. Oh, yeah. Great.
Good for you, Ronnie.
Hey.
And, you know, support live music. You can see them next week, Saturday the 21st, up in Huntsville, at the Old Town Theater. If you want to get your fix or kicks, Route 66.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I had to throw that in there. But look, we're going to take a break here. We're going to listen to excerpts from an interview I did with Ray Benson. He talked to us earlier in the year about the tribute to the Cosmic Cowboys, which was a benefit concert at Hoffine's Pavilion at the University of Houston campus 50 years ago.
I'm very familiar with that.
You've been there before, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. A few times. Lived there, literally.
So both Commander Cody and Asleep at the Wheel, along with John Prine, Willie Nelson, Michael Murphy, they were all there. And it was a benefit concert at Hoffine's for KPFT.
Have you ever seen the poster?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the poster's killer.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's amazing. And Ray talked to me about that, but he also talked about this album. I took the opportunity while I had him on the phone. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll come back. This is episode 82, 50 Years After.
Houston had Liberty Hall, and Austin had the Armadillo. The axis was you played Liberty Hall and then play Armadillo, and that was it. It was really Texas becoming a breaking ground for this new kind of music, which was rock and roll, cosmic country, you know, depending on which band, country rock, rock country, country, you know. The benefit show was a massive outpouring of folks filling up this, what is it, 6,000-7,000 seat hall, is it?
Yeah, it's a big hall.
That was the indication to the business community, the record community, uh-oh, something's happened. Better get on the train, you know. And then it all kind of, every act and their uncle get a record deal. We went up to Nashville and recorded. They were trying to mold us into something, and it didn't work. Luckily, Nora Wilson, our producer, let us do what we wanted. But I know Mickey Raphael played on it from Willie's band, Johnny Gimble, Buddy Spiker, Andy Stein from Commander Cody. We didn't have any chart success, really. Choo Choo Boogie, I think, was a single, and right, something else. Epic Records dropped us. We did a demos. We were living in Austin. There wasn't even a recording studio in Austin.
Right.
It was a Cuban guy had a place, and we did a demo of three songs. We did The Letter Johnny Walker Read, Bump Bounce Boogie, and another song. Bonnie Garner and the people at Epic said, there's nothing good here, and dropped us. Capitol Record picked us up, and Johnny Walker's was the only top 10 record we ever had. So that's the record business for you. It was creative as hell. We were at the top of our game. You know, I was 23 years old, and so was most of the band. Really had honed our craft. Everybody, we practiced our instruments every day. We rehearsed all the time.
Nobody else was doing what you guys were doing at that point.
No, we were, you know, they had that term progressive country, and we laughed. We said, well, we're a regressive country. You know, we're looking backwards. We're looking at jump blues and Western swing and honky tonk. We were Cody without the rockabilly, although we did some rockabilly. You know, we absolutely, we did some Buddy Holly stuff and whatnot. But yes, they were our big brothers. They were, you know, I was in college, how I met them. Ed Ward had brought them into Antioch to play, and they stayed in my apartment. And I said, I'm gonna start a band. Just like y'all. We went out to the Bay Area, and they put us on a bunch of shows, and that's where Van Morrison heard us, and Van Morrison liked us and mentioned us in Rolling Stone, and boom, the record company started coming. But yeah, in 74, we were exploring. I mean, it was exciting, but we were exploring roots music. You know, we were going, okay, we got the group together now. We got songwriters, me, Leroy, and we got players, and now we can handle anything. So we explored.
Okay, Ronnie, we're back from our interview with Ray Benson.
That was great. I mean, great interview and the stories. Oh, man.
Yeah, Ray's great and had some really funny things to share about his time at Liberty Hall in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Those shows used to be broadcast live on KPFT.
That's right. They did. I can remember that when I was a kid. And I can remember that. And the quality was amazing, you know, given the time. And given the fact that, you know, half of the staff was ripped and
at least half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were jello heads. It was wonderful.
Well, I will say this. I actually want to do a show. If anybody has recordings from Liberty Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do special episodes of 50 Years After playing some of those. You know, Graham Parsons was here. Bruce Springsteen played at Liberty Hall, and it was broadcast on KPFT.
That's so cool. That would be the ultimate. But, you know, this Ray is just amazing. Asleep at the Wheel is amazing.
Up, Ronnie, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's my distinct pleasure to have you on 50 Years After.
It has been so much fun. I will do it again. Once again, if there is an issue keeping Tom Richards out of your studio, call me.
I will absolutely do that. Folks, have a great week and keep living your live radio dreams.
I know I missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for half a 100 years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived 100 years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in half 100 years. Five times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys. It's been quite a run. So start the jam. Roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip my hat and raise a toast to
KPFT Artist Profile, Jeff Plankenhorn.
Well, I think there's two things that I really, really love about KPFT and about this style of radio in general. One is how good it is to the artist, and two is how good it is to your ears. Because the thing is, these are actual people picking actual music that they dig, that they curate for you to check out. If you turn on KPFT, you might hear one thing in 1 hour and one thing in another. And to be able to come on and say, hey, I'm playing a show, and get to an audience this large, it's just a real gift. And I will go so far as to say this. If you really, really want to help, KPFT 90.1.